Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Well, we start off with some rugby news. Once again, the recent case involving Bulls front rower Jan-Hendrik Wessels and Connacht Josh Murphy has left many fans shaking their heads in disbelief on both cases' outcomes. Wessels was handed a 9-week ban for allegedly grabbing Murphy by the genitals. There was no clear evidence of that, proving that he did it. But on the other hand, there is clear footage of Murphy striking Wessels in the head twice, which is the most serious offense in rugby. Despite that, Murphy walked away with no punishment at all. To make it worse, his red card was rescinded even. So, and you know what the thing is, no matter what you do in any sport, we all know that retaliation is already an automatic red card. So now it does make sense for this person to have got his red card rescinded, even though he retaliated, because no matter what someone does to you, I mean,
Zinedine Zidane, someone in the head.
Yeah, Zinedine Zidane can't say, yeah, you spoke about my sister and my mom, that's why I headbutted him.
But these players must remember that the saying is, grab the bull by the horns.
Well, he is a bull.
Yeah, but he grabbed by the other thing.
Oh, okay. Max Verstappen, he heads into the Mexican Grand Prix on a clear mission to win after his flawless performance in America. Last week, he dominated both the sprint and the main race to secure a perfect weekend. Only a handful of races are left over, and every point matters. And Verstappen knows that another win in Mexico would be a turning point that he needs. And fresh from officially being confirmed as the captain of the Kaizer Chiefs side, goalkeeper Brandon Peterson has assured Amakhosi faithful that he's ready to do them proud by taking the team into the group stage of the CAF Confederation Cup. Chiefs host the Democratic Republic of Congo's AS Simba in a prelim round, and that's at the second stage of the match. It's going to be at the Dobson.